WSEZ 492 Yvette.
To be added to the roster.
Awesome. Well, welcome aboard. If you like, we do share texts and emails. And if you'd like to send your name and your cell number and your email address to sogmrsnet@gmail.com, that's Southern Oregon, gmrsnet@gmail.com, then when the ladies send out texts or pictures or recipes or that sort of thing, they send them either via text or they send them via email, and then I share them with the rest of the ladies. So if you'd like to do that, that would be great.
Yeah, thank you. And I do have a question, if that's okay.
Sure, go right ahead. The ladies have been talking about preventing and preparing for fire hazards in the home, and this is a good time of year to do that. So, and what would your question be, Yvette?
Let's get the name of the book and where you can get it from.
Okay, the name of the book is A Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and it's actually for Jackson and Josephine County. You get it from the Emergency Management Office, either from Jackson or Josephine County. If you like, if you want to include your address in that email when you send it, I can send you a copy of the book. If you don't want to do that, then whenever we talk about a subject, I send out pictures via text, so that might help some. Awesome. Well, thank you. Well, like I said, I do send out pictures of the text that we're going to be studying. So they will let me know your address and or your email and your text number, and then we can go from there. Is there anything you'd like to share about what we've been talking about, Yvette?
Crafter, I'm a quilter, and where I do have four grandkids, a good thing to have for children around is a fire retardant blanket, if you can, for cribs or, you know, that twin size mattresses. It's a great thing to have in the room.
Copy that. Yeah, we have discussed those on previous nets, and there are several ladies that have invested in that. So thank you for that. We really appreciate that. Is there anything else that you've had?
I just want to thank you for the Patriot ladies.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. You are officially added to the roster. It will probably be towards the end, but you are on there. 359, moving forward.
487, comment.
487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to welcome Yvette. Welcome, welcome. And also, Lee tried to check in, but she's having a hard time getting out. She checked in earlier, and it was quite a bit staticky, but we heard her, and now she tried, but she couldn't get through. Also, that blanket you can get at preparedhero.com, preparedhero.com. They have fire-retardant blankets that work great, and I think every home should have one, along with your other fire rescue stuff. And darn it, I was going to say something else, and I think I forgot now. Anyway, thank you, Karen, and back to Nat, and good night, everyone.
Awesome. PrepareHero.com. Could you send us a link showing that, and so I can text that out or email it out to all the ladies, Kimber?
Absolutely, I can do that. And then also Yvette and the ladies over in the Klamath area can probably go to their own, look it up, and you can do your own emergency management for your county, and probably, most likely, they'll have booklets too as well. But I like how you send the pictures, Karen, of the pages that we're practicing. That's really cool. Thanks. So I will email that to everybody or text it to you, and you can email it out. Thanks. WRKV 487.
Copy that. Well, thank you. Yes, and that is correct, because I have checked with Klamath County. I haven't checked for, I think it's Lake County and Lakeview. I'm not sure of your county. Anyway, I have checked with Klamath County, and they do have somewhat of a preparedness book there as well. So it's just that the ladies on the net on this side have been reading out of that one. So. Yeah, you do have one locally, probably. Is there anyone else who'd like to join in at this time?